web and on the air. Log on to KVOE.com for details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, live and local.
We know you have a lot of choices. Thanks for listening to us.
What's the point of listening to anyone else?
It's all I need.
96.9 FM, 1400 AM, KVOE, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is now 8:19. We've got a mix of sun and clouds and 52 degrees. Sunshine for much of the day today and 63. Well, Emporia State University is going to be quite busy during the football game between ESU and Nebraska Kearney tomorrow. And part of the activity list is going to be what's taking place here as far as the Guinness Book of World Records is concerned. Tyson Allen's going to try to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, and he's talking about that here as we continue our KVOE 805 newscast today.
Tyson, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good, good. Well, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us here this morning. We appreciate that. As Chuck alluded to, there will be a Guinness World Record attempt by Tyson during halftime of the Emporia State-Nebraska Kearney football game tomorrow, and it is a world record for a golf club throw. Now, first, Tyson, how did this come to be?
Like many good things come to be in a group chat with your golfing friends, I received a message from a friend of mine, Jamie, and said this has got to be the coolest world record, and I would agree. I started looking into it and thought, well, you know, I think I've got a chance at this, so let's see what we need to do to make this attempt happen.
Tyson, I've got to ask, given the nature of this attempt here, had you had some unofficial tries at this record on golf courses before?
I certainly have. That's how I had a little bit of an idea that I think I could compete with this world record. I've hit plenty of bad golf shots over my years of golfing, and the frustration boils over from time to time.
So what is the current world record?
The current world record is just shy of 200 feet. It's 60.7 meters, so 199 feet. So that's a pretty good mark. So that's a lofty goal, but I think I've got a chance at it.
I thought you'd be a little more confident than that.
Listen, I don't want to diminish the current world record holder, but I've got this under control.
I was going to say, 200 feet. I've heard from your friends, Tyson, that they think that you will erase this record come to be tomorrow. Again, during halftime of the Emporia State and Nebraska Kearney football game, just part of the Hornet weekend up on the campus of Emporia State University. So, when you were thinking about this, are you working with a support crew, Tyson?
There's all sorts of people been helping me out through this. You guys at the radio, Aaron Harder's been a great part of the team. Jamie Souter been a great part. Got Leland, and then the folks at Geotech, Steve and his crew at Geotech, at Kenny Rodriguez at Two Squared Media, and then Brett over at the university. So there's a pretty big team. When you're thinking about a goal that a world record of a golf club throw, you know, the more you dig into it, the more people you need around you. So it really grew from, hey, I think I could do this, let's get this thing taken care of, to, you really got to plan it out and make sure that you've got a good team on board to make sure that you're following. There's a pretty substantial amount of rules that needed followed and things like that. So, yep, I've got a great team around me.
I would assume you're working with Guinness. You have to be pretty particular on how this works if you're bringing Steve Brosmer and Geotech into this.
You certainly do, and that was one of their biggest the biggest stipulation, really, was that you have a professional surveyor, because there is gradient rules throughout the duration of the throw, the professional sighting of it. Nice to go out with your little rangefinder that we have on the golf course, but that's not considered accurate enough for a world record attempt, so.
Understood. Tyson Allen joining us again with his world record attempt, golf club throw, coming during halftime of the Emporia State-Nebraska Kearney game tomorrow on Mix 104.9. So what type of physical prep do you have to do? You've got your team in place, you got the mental aspect going, but what about, the morning leading up to that throw? Do you got a kind of a physical regimen, a stretching regimen here in order to make sure that all your muscles are ready to rock and roll for tomorrow?
That's a great question. I just making sure the arm's a little bit loose. You don't want to take too many practice throws. Golf clubs really aren't meant to be thrown, so they have a tendency to not hold up too many attempts at a throw. So I probably won't do any throws prior. Just make sure the arm feels ready to launch.
Now, Tyson, when you heave that golf club, does it hook or fade?
It's more of a hook. My big miss is left. So I don't have to worry about that right. I'm right-handed, so that throw across the body, it tends to miss a little bit left if I miss.
Man.
I've gotten a little bit accurate now that I know I'm going for a record and I'm inside of a stadium. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
That's good to know.
And the other thing, too, is do you have one crack at this, or is it one of those things where you can get like two or three throws at it and have a couple of mulligans along the way?
You know, yeah. So I think what I'll do is I'll probably take two attempts at it. I've got two good throwing clubs, if you will. They've been bad shot hitting clubs, so they've turned into good throwing clubs. So we'll give it two attempts tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get the record.
So will there be a Guinness rep there on hand, Tyson?
You know, with COVID, there's not going to be a Guinness rep. That's another part of the rules and stuff. There's a lot of video evidence and stuff. That's where Kenny and his video team come in and huge here. Got to submit all the documentation. There's actually independent witness statements that need filled out. Steve's got some paperwork that he has to fill out, you know, on his professional letterhead indicating all the things. So they've got all their bases covered without travel from COVID. So they got us under control.
World record golf club throw attempt, Tyson Allen, tomorrow, Emporia State, halftime of the Hornet Loper football game, Welch Stadium. So, Tyson, what do you do when you're not throwing golf clubs?
You know, I work at the hospital there in Emporia as materials manager, and just enjoy hanging out with my friends and playing a little bit of golf and hopefully not throwing the club too much, because that means I'm playing good golf.
So is there a pretty good buzz at Newman Regional Health?
You know, yeah, the administrative team caught wind of this due to a lot of the social media and stuff. So everybody's been stopping me, asking me, hey, I heard your name on the radio. Hey, what are you doing? What is going on here? You know, so everybody's pretty excited. It should be a good time for everybody.
Outstanding. Well, Tyson, best of luck tomorrow. Hope you got the record in the bag. And we will be talking with you afterward here tomorrow.
Well, we'll help you smash the record.
That's right.
Yep. Smash it. Yeah.
Yep. I'd like to put up a number there, so that'll be good. Thanks a lot, guys, for having
Tyson,
me on.
Hey, appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks, Tyson.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Tyson Allen, Emporia, of course, works at Newman Regional Health. The big golf club throw attempt and world record, Guinness World Record, coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, and halftime's going to be busy tomorrow because you've got that. You've got the Alumni Association Service Citation Award recipients.
That will be between quarters.
That'll be between quarters. Okay, good enough. I'll go ahead and adjust my stories on that for later. But you also have the announcement coming up tomorrow about the Together Forward fundraising campaign, I think, which is also part of halftime as well.
I didn't know that.
That's all coming up, so we will have more information coming up shortly. Did want to let you know that as we look at the live and local calendar here on KVOE, we do have What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton. That'll be coming your way.